Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dirty on the 30.
Man, yesterday the dirty broke with Shannon about Lady Gaga's dog walker that... What a tragic story.
Oh,
but she's going to have more details on that right now.
What's going on? So if you didn't hear us talking about this, because it was at the very tail end of the show yesterday when we were getting info, Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot and her two French bulldogs, Koji and Gustav, were stolen Wednesday night in Hollywood. Ryan Fisser is the dog walker's name. He is recovering this morning. He is in stable condition, thankfully. I do have the audio from a neighbor's security camera that captured what happened. Just a fair warning. I mean, you do hear everything that's going down. He had three of her dogs that he was walking. Mm-hmm. The gunmen took the two that I just mentioned, and the third, Miss Asia, he was clinging to her on the ground as he had the other two.
Oh,
I mean, just a really terrible situation. Gaga is offering $500,000 to anybody who knows anything about her two dogs. No questions asked. This is a friend of Ryan's, the dog walker.
I'm sure he would take a bullet for those dogs. Like, he's dedicated 100% to those dogs.
The gunman is still on the loose.
Now, we don't know if this was a target based on them being celebrity-owned, but you said yesterday there's a high price on these dogs.
French bulldogs.
The breed is often stolen or...
Yep.
Kidnapped or, you know, they're just in high demand.
Yeah, Tiger Woods was transferred to a different LA hospital after receiving surgery for all of those leg injuries he suffered in that bad crash on Tuesday. He was transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center from Harbor UCLA Medical Center, where he underwent surgery for all of his leg fractures. The hospital obviously not providing any more details than that because of HIPAA. You know, they want to respect patient confidentiality. And while Tiger was conscious and alert as he was being pulled out through the front windshield of his SUV, authorities say he wasn't drunk, but he did not have any recollection of the crash itself. So that investigation is ongoing. Demi Lovato is sharing a message criticizing those trendy gender reveal parties that we see all over social media. She's calling them transphobic. She said in an Instagram rant yesterday that the celebrations fail to recognize, quote unquote, boys with vaginas and girls with penises. Demi believes that gender reveal parties are rooted in a prejudiced and outdated view of gender. And she said, these celebrations are based on the illusion that genitals equal gender and that there are only two options, boy or girl. She said the definition erases the fact that there are boys with vaginas and girls with penises and there are people that are neither girls nor boys. And she continued, just because we might have grown accustomed to other people gendering us, that doesn't make it right. She said only individuals can determine their own gender. And I linked her post on the Dirty page at mojointhemorning.com if you want to read the whole thing.
Even more awkward about the gender reveal parties, aside from the over-the-top productions that people are doing at the expense of life now. I mean, another father-to-be died this week with an explosion. But the thing that makes it so uncomfortable for me is seeing the face of the parents-to-be, especially fathers-to-be, when they don't get the gender they were excited about.
I know.
I'm like, what a cringy, horrible thing I hope their children never see. Like, if they were wishing for a boy and then they announce a girl and their face is disappointment. I'm like, oh, horrible.
In somewhat related dirty, Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. Hasbro is giving the potato a gender-neutral new name. He'll just be, or I should say, it will just be Potato Head now. The change is going to appear on all of the boxes later this year. And as part of this rebranding, Hasbro will release a new Potato Head playset that will let kids create their own types of families, including two moms or two dads. And toy experts say that dropping the mister will encourage other toy companies to not assign genders to its toys. Sorry, go ahead.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you guys think Mr. Potato Head just did this for publicity?
I just don't know if it's something to get upset about. I saw like Twitter explode last night. I'm like, you're real. It's a toy.
Like, they don't have a Mrs. Potato Head too. Like,
right.
I don't understand.
And, you know, like, there's a difference between. I heard somebody use the reference. Well, you know, look what Aunt Jemima did, and I'm going, this is not the same of Aunt. Is that? You know what I mean? Like, one of the people that was on one of those cable news shows was saying that. And I'm going, the Aunt Jemima was purely a racist thing. And like Megan said, mm-hmm. Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, and, you know,
you could make it anything
head.
You want.
There's all kinds of.
All the interchangeable parts, you can make it anything you want.
Right.
I mean,
I feel like.
Look
feel
at
like
my body.
These companies sometimes go.
A potato's a man.
I'm sorry, dude, because I know I know we have the delay and stuff, so it's weird. But I feel like these companies sit in a marketing meeting and say, we need to get more people talking about Potato Heads. So why don't we, in this nature of. You know, people changing the names and everything like that. Why don't we do this? And I feel like somebody came up with this as a part of their marketing. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm a little too cynical and maybe on the inside a little bit too much of how people try to market. But
with all the stuff that Mr. Potato Head stores in his butt, I have my own series of questions.
That is.
There's other concerns.
That's a great one. Comedian John Mulaney is out of rehab after 2 months. He had checked himself into rehab late last year, struggling with alcohol and drug abuse, including cocaine. Knew he was going to be there for 60 days. A source telling me he is currently in outpatient sober care. He's doing well, although still not ready to return to work. And the former SNL writer revealed that he began drinking at 13 years old. He said in a recent interview with Esquire magazine that his drinking also prompted him to start using drugs. And we're all loving it. Post Malone covering Hootie and the Blowfish's hit song, Only Want to Be With You, for the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm gonna pot at you until I get my way. I won't dance, you won't sing. I just wanna love you, but you won't know where my ring. But there's nothing I can do. So this, I love it too. This is all part of the P25 music campaign. So Post Malone going to be hosting a virtual concert tomorrow night on YouTube and Twitch. And then throughout the rest of the year, we're going to see more surprise artists doing the same thing in celebration, in honor of Pokemon's 25th
anniversary. I'm dying to know if it comes up with your sources of how much money an artist like Posty gets paid to do this.
Something like this.
Because this is the new form of marketing, and with artists not being able to perform, they're looking for new cash revenue income, and this is like huge, because I'll tune in just to see him do new and crazy concerts like this.
Aw, I know. All right, for all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt, directly from the source. It's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.